time for Lickin' On Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' On Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now here's your host of Lickin' On Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you to the podcast. It's a cold day here in Central Texas, and we're sitting in the middle of a deep freeze. Woke up to 7 degrees this morning, and it felt like 9 below. It's a cold, cold day. I hope it's warm wherever you're at. In fact, Bobby Nicely was texting me from Florida. He says, listen to your podcast on the beach. We had just had an ice storm hit our house. So we have every tree laden with frozen ice. It looks like someone delicately created this icicle on the trees. It's just the most spectacular thing. And then last night, we got about 6 inches of snow. Again, something just so unusual for Central Texas. So hope you are doing well. And wherever you're at, staying warm. We are having rolling blackouts. First crazy, crazy, really snow cold snap we're having. So all that to say, if I go dead for a little while, this time it'll be because we had a blackout, but I'm dialed in on my cell phone. So good to have you with us. So pleased to have you here as part of the podcast. It's Monday, February 15th. This podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals, and we're so glad to have you as our listener. Again, our commitment is to bring you timely information in an audio format, anytime and anywhere. I realized it's President's Day, so happy President's Day to all of you. No market update, so we're not going to have Matt Graham and MBS Live joining us, but we do have Alan. Alice is taking the day off. She texted me last night. She said, can I just enjoy the day off? I want to spend some time with my husband. So yes, happy day off. But Alan is here, so we're going to get a good tech update here in just a little bit. In the Hot Topic segment, I'm really excited about our conversation we're going to be having with Jim Paolino. Jim is the founder and CEO of Lodestar Software Solutions. Had a great conversation with Jim. Now, I've known Jim for a while. He's a critical thinker, and I really want you to pay attention to the Hot Topic segment, because we're going to have a real interesting discussion about, is it the industry shifting from a relationship one-on-one human standpoint, or is technology-based solutions going to step in there a little bit more, take more of the relationship away? We're going to have a great discussion on that. We are a part of the Industry Syndicate. So thrilled to be a part of them and encourage you to check out industrysyndicate.com. Also, I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America. Again, we had Michael Fratantoni on January 4th. We get an update on the MBA's forecast for the economic scenario as well as housing. Very interesting. Go back and listen to that. Also, Finastra, whose Fusion Mortgage Bot solution does a great job of bringing efficiency to doc prep, allowing you to receive and manage and store and retrieve and deliver loan files in an electronic manner. Also does a lot of tracking and has got some great compliance systems. I encourage you to check it out. Also, they are great citizens to the mortgage community because they like to provide data and analytics. And so on January 11th, we had Dan Putney talking about their latest survey. Also thrilled to have Lenders One as a member of our sponsor group, as well as the Mortgage Collaborative. Both of these co-ops provide a unique opportunity for both lenders and vendors to get up close and personal and interact with each other in a more meaningful way. Conferences are great. Can't wait for them to get back, but you gotta check out Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative and how you can connect with other lenders your size. Great peer analysis going on there. Also, Community Mortgage Lenders of America, thank you for their sponsorship, as well as Indicom, which supports every stage of the mortgage life cycle, automation, outsourcing, and compliance. If you're looking for that third-party outsource solution, check out what Indicom has to offer, INDECOMM.com. Check them out on their website, as well as Incelerate, who does a great job of helping lenders close more loans by engaging better. Listen to our interview we did with Josh Friend on August 17th. Go back and listen to that last year. Knowledge Cube, our friends over there do a great job of helping you with training, as well as Mobility RE and Modex. Both of these companies allow you to recruit based on facts, not fiction. And so helps you get deep insights into the real estate community, as well as the mortgage loan origination community. Find out who's really producing the volume and who you should really be targeting. Special thank you goes out to Alan. He's joining us today. Alice and Matt, as I said earlier, will not be here. Let's get over to this week's Rob Van Rant, Poorest Mortgage Minute, and we appreciate the MBA and our partnership. Rob?
Hi, I'm Rob Van Rapport. Welcome to the Mortgage Minute and the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Last week, FHFA announced it had extended its foreclosure and eviction moratorium for enterprise-backed single-family mortgages and REO properties through March 31st, 2021. In addition to the moratorium extension, FHFA will allow eligible borrowers to extend their time in forbearance for an additional 3 months. To qualify, borrowers must have initiated a COVID-19 forbearance plan before February 28th, 2021. To accommodate the additional 3 months of forbearance, FHFA has also amended the terms of its COVID-19 payment deferral option to cover up to 15 months of missed payments instead of the initial 12. Also last week, FHFA announced it would extend Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac origination flexibilities through March 31, 2021. This includes temporary policies related to appraisals, employment verification, and power of attorney, which allows transactions to occur in a safer manner that avoids person-to-person contact. That's it for this week. Thanks for joining me.
Good job, Rob. Appreciate that. I'm sure there's going to be a lot going on in the way of these forbearances being continued, especially with this administration in place. So pay attention to the MBA's announcements. Get over to their website. Also, make sure you join Mortgage Action Alliance. Great way for you to have your voice heard on the Hill. So become a part of Mortgage Action Alliance. And you do not have to join the MBA to do so. You should join the MBA. You don't have to do so to become a part of Mortgage Action Alliance. Let's get over to Les Parker in this week's update on the macro view of the markets. Les?
TM Spotlight Soundbite is brought to you by PowerSeller, making hedging easy.
Bears waking up. Bulls feel it in their bones. Don't make Fed systems blow. Welcome to the new trend. In mortgage banking, property appreciation covers a multitude of underwriting sins. With anticipation of 5 to 6% GDP in 2021, can Biden advance an agenda that's less friendly to jobs? The market says yes. Regardless of the rhetoric in D.C., monetary policy, fiscal stimulus, and lockdowns, inflation lives. The market is not ignoring it and expects consumers worldwide to find freedom like Floridians in the USA. That produces a demand shock, which means higher mortgage rates. Welcome to the new trend. These views are mine. Want more? Go to tmspotlight.com.
Yep. Yeah, good job. Definitely pay attention to what's going on in the markets. Interest rates rose. Locked my loan for my refinance. I think I actually nailed it this time. Hit an all-time low. Thanks to my ex, Elliot Lewis, and his son, Jason. They're doing an awesome job on my refinance, as well as Audrey. Thank you to them. I will say that because they're regular listeners of the podcast. Anyway, we have Alan Pollock. He's dialed in from warm Florida. How are you doing there, Alan?
Yeah, I'm doing great. We've had just crazy nonstop cold rain for days, and the sun finally came out today, and I think we're going to hit 70, or in the next day we'll hit 70. Oh. So yes, it's warm and exciting.
Oh, that's so nice. Yes. We'll have 70 degrees back here probably in the next 10 days or so. We'll be back to nice warm weather, but man, this is unusual.
When you work on the tech side of things, you forget about the holidays. Everything just sort of blends in. So thanks for reminding me about President's Day. So this is some fun topics for today. We talked about robots, if you remember last year, end of the year. Robots are taking over. Just keep that in mind. DoorDash has now hired a robot. They've acquired a startup called Chowbotic to whip up salads, poke bowls, and snacks at universities, hospitals, and grocery stores. So the DoorDash name, the pandemic has helped all of those similar services expand their market share. And obviously, their customers and customer retention, now they're looking at doing more than just delivery. So robots are moving their way into what we're doing. By the way, Dave, if you think about it, you know, we always throw around terms in our industry like AI and machine learning. I mean, you could say a vending machine was AI technology back whenever they came out. So talk about a couple other things. Cool news for those of you that love Waze and Apple Maps. Apple Maps just released features that are Waze style that sort of do very similar things that Waze does. So check it out. Also, we're always talking about data, 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 and I'm going to talk about data a couple times. I saw a job posted, Navy Federal Credit Union looking for a VP of lending analytics. Now, how cool is that job, right? Think about it. You have to understand the lending process. You have to understand the pitfalls and where we want to improve. And then you get to dice and slice all the data, benchmark the industry, and figure out how do you do better, right? And where are you good and where are you bad, right? That's an amazing job. So if you're looking for a job, I couldn't tell if it was a posting for a new job or if someone was just hired. I think it was a posting for a new job. I saw it online. VP of Lending Analytics, very cool position if you're a data-hungry guru. David, a couple things I wanted to chat about. One of them is a topic called clips. And what this is, during this segment, instead of always just hearing from me, as much as I love to hear myself talk and you love to hear me, small little interview clips every once in a while that we're going to play, sometimes just 15 to 30 seconds about how people are doing great things to take your mind off of the everyday woes of how do I do something. If you decide that you would like to be in one of our clips, reach out to me or David. David, check this out. Jack Henry and Associates, okay? We all know who they are. They have 8,700 clients. Well, they're making a big move. They just created what they want to call their simplified digital process. They dubbed it, as the press release says. That's a funny word. Jack Henry Consumer Loans. And they want to offer a simple digital process for financial institutions. They basically call it a unified solution to create, manage, and support borrower relationships of all loan types. That's a really big deal because we talk about omni-channel experience. We talk about having data, know your customer, especially if you're a financial institution. Not that it would be the best or the perfect interface based on your specific needs, but this is a big technology move. It's probably a big investment that they made. And you'll see a lot more of this throughout the year. So check it out.
For those independent mortgage bankers that go, who the heck is Jack Henry? It's a banking system that runs all the banking aspects of the business, not a mortgage system.
But, and maybe not exactly connected to that. But if you think about it, as a mortgage lender, there are financial institutions that only do certain paper, certain types of loans, and they do look for partners. And so the ability of 8,700 people to partner with, right? There's actually, I think, 12,000 or plus more financial institutions out there. That's a very interesting opportunity, especially for folks that are within your own region. So it's still important, even if you are not a financial institution, the fact that you can partner with financial institutions and depending on your tech stack, integrate with Jack Henry or their own systems. Nonetheless, let's talk more about data. So great article in National Mortgage News. They're basically just talking about the process, how long it takes to close a loan, have we gotten better or not? And what their recent survey just says is that 90 days is where purchase loans are. It won't take longer than 90 days. But 90 days will hurt customer referrals. And this is according to Garth Graham at Stratmore. Total of amount of days to close rose 7% in the fourth quarter of 2020 from 5% in the second quarter. And the net promoter score dropped from 73 to 67. That's a big drop. Yeah. And that's a big percentage in longer close times that we saw in the fourth quarter. So the article talked about UWM as well as many others and what they looked at, how they use data to determine why loans are closing longer. UWM found that it's not just about volume. They found the delays have to do mostly with purchases and the fact that the timelines are slower because they're tied to things like sellers didn't want to move out. And they also said that that accounted for 70% of it. And then when they talked to Joe Tyrell from ICE, he said that it's mostly volume as their largest contributor. They're seeing the adoption of technology. So why do I bring these 2 points up in the article? Because it's data. Everybody is different. You have different technology solutions. Some people are adopting remote online notarization. Some people have gone fully e-note. What you really want to do is take a look at your data and you want to understand where are those loans taking the longest for you. And then you can determine, is it pure volume? Is it pre-underwriting audits? Is it post-close pre-ship audits? Or does it have nothing to do with that? It's the appraisal time frame. Because appraisals also account for 14 plus days on average. And that could be a big part. Maybe there's some technology solutions in there. So as your volume continues to increase, David's deep, dark freeze in Texas of the winter will thaw and will come out to the real estate season. You want to understand now's the time to take a look at your data and understand where you're at. Now, I do want to mention IRLA testing, right? If you are not testing your technology provider's IRLA platform, you want to make sure that you're lined up to do so. Super, super important. David, next week, we're going to talk about two things. The first one is going to be technical documentation and how it's connected to user interface design and the importance of why user interface design is important for your loan officers, your internal users, and then the adoption, turning visitors into buyers for your consumers. How important that is and how it's all tied together. And we'll talk about that with some examples. Outside of that, I hope everybody has a great President's Day. Thank you for listening and on to the hot topic.
I encourage them to get a hold of you. And the purpose of that again, if you just touch on that one more time, I want it to be really clear for people.
Absolutely.
Sound bites.
So two things. We've got clips. We want to start doing short clips of view of lenders and vendors in our industry that want to share just short pieces of information about how you use technology or leverage technology or why you think technology is important. We want to start sharing your voice a little bit more. And then second, if you want to be one of our featured vendors or lenders with a unique update on technology that you'd like me to talk about, you can email me. And that's Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com. Or you can just text message David, as many people do during the show.
So, folks, that wraps up because it's President's Day. We don't have a couple of our regulars with us. Next week, we're going to have Brent Chandler of Form Free joining us. It's going to be a really interesting discussion. Brent and I were talking about this last Friday, about the upcoming podcast interview, and it is really interesting. Some of the things Brent is doing is, folks, is so cutting edge. You're going to want to check it out. Our conversation will be a better way to assess ability to pay. So great topic. So anyway, special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Finastra, as well as the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, as well as Indicom, Accelerate, and Mobility, Modex. Check out all of our sponsors on our sponsorship page. Appreciate you as our listeners being here each and every week and telling others about the podcast. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.